it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And how's it going to look, Niner fans? How are we feeling about Mac Jones starting on Sunday? I just want to gauge the temperature of everyone. I kind of threw this out to the people and to the guys. I was like, are we feeling optimistic? Are we feeling pessimistic? Or are we in wait and see mode? And I think most fans, most reasonable fans, are in wait and see mode. That being said, when we were talking about it yesterday, Sam, we got so many calls, and I know you were screening them in the back. A lot of people were optimistic about him. Did that kind of surprise you, the optimism around Mac Jones?
I mean, I'm optimistic for them this weekend only because I do think that this is an opponent that the Niners should have no trouble with, regardless of who their starting quarterback is. I mean, if it was Carter Bradley, maybe that's a little bit different, and thank God that that's not happening. But no, I can understand the optimism for this weekend just because the matchup is that favorable for the Niners. The overall optimism, though, is the fact that people who have been paying attention to who Mac Jones is and what Mac Jones can do, and obviously there's, of course, Kyle Shanahan's, you know, being enamored with him. I think it's one of those situations where he's just, Niner fans are confident that the head coach has a quarterback that he feels very confident he can win football games with. Whereas in the past, Kyle's had some not great quarterbacks that he probably didn't feel that good about. You know, I'm talking about Brandon Allen. I'm talking about C.J. Beathard. I'm talking about Nick Mullins. Where
Josh Dobbs,
who might have been the best of those quarterbacks that I've mentioned here, which shows how low the bar has been. So, yeah, if all the backups that, you know, Kyle's had to work with, Mac Jones is on the higher end of that spectrum. I don't want to say he's the best because technically Brock was once one of those backups, so I don't want to muddy the waters there. But that's where I see the confidence from, is that when I see Kyle Shanahan and Mac Jones on the sideline together, I don't get the same, like, oh, crap feeling when it's Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Allen, Kyle Shanahan and C.J. Beathard, Kyle Shanahan and Brian Hoyer, who was a starter, not a backup, but he was a backup, and he also just was, you know, not good.
Stunk.
Horrible, as they would say.
Thank you. And remember, he was the Cleveland Browns quarterback once upon a time when Kyle Shanahan was the OC, and then they bring in Johnny Manziel, and this whole thing. Was it Mike Pettin, I think, was the head coach then?
Exactly. God. Of all these quarterbacks, again, it comes down to the fact that all the quarterbacks that Kyle has worked with, they're the ones that he can win games with, and then the ones that he can't win games with. I think you'd say that probably about any coach. Mac, I think, very much fits in the Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, I can win with this guy category. And that's where I think the optimism comes from.
Brought to you by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Well, you and I are feeling optimistic about Mac Jones. I wonder how the fans are. 888-957-9570. We'll go to the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line in just a second. But this is what Greg Cosell had to say earlier in the week. And this is some really good stuff. We get him weekly, obviously, Willard and Dibbs. Excuse me.
That was an elite one right there.
It was a good one. But we get Greg Cosell. We get Brian Baldinger. We got the two best guys in the business when it comes to breaking down film. So we'll hear from Greg. We'll hear from Baldy. Just who is Mac Jones at this point? First, Greg Cosell and Willard and Dibbs.
I think in many ways he's stylistically similar to Purdy, other than the fact that he's not as good an athlete as Purdy. I think when you put him in the context of this offense, and that's all we can do because that's what he's going to be doing, he is a timing rhythm player. He can execute the kinds of throws that are asked to be made in this offense. Now, he obviously played last year and had some ups and some downs, which was to be expected. He was in a pretty dysfunctional situation. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to come out and be unbelievable and, wow, it's special. But the way in which he plays, and I think everybody was probably well aware when he came out in the draft that it seemed that Kyle liked him, because it's that style of quarterback. He's a timing rhythm player who gets the ball out, and that fits what Kyle wants.
And that's where I'm getting at, too. I don't think, and I teased it, like, I think the 49ers can win big this Sunday. It's not because of Mac Jones. It's because of the defense. And I think the defense is going to put this offense in great field position throughout. I think Kyle Shanahan's going to make it very easy for him. He's going to simplify everything. Mac, do this. If this is your read, do it. If not, throw it away. Whatever. They're going to lean on Christian McCaffrey. They're going to lean on Brian Robinson, the running game, as you do in a Shanahan offense. And they're going to be opportunistic with some deep shots. I do think they're going to try to utilize this arm strength of Mac Jones a little bit here, whether it's with Kendrick Bourne, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, MVS is probably the only speedster on the team right now that could actually... I know, Carter, you're looking at me. He is a speedster, though. Like, he can take the top off of defense. Now,
he's too old.
He is, but can he catch the ball? That's all I care about. I know he can run past the defense. He did it with the Saints last year. Like, MVS had some deep bomb throws completed last year with Spencer Rattler. I know, it sounds insane, but it happened. I saw it. So... that could happen this Sunday, but ultimately, I'm looking at Robert Saleh in this defense, and that being the reason why the 49ers come out on top, although the score might be able to indicate that, wow, 49ers, a huge day at the offense offensively. There's going to be some turnovers. They're going to make Spencer Rattler.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uncomfortable, and that's going to be the difference in the game for me, Sammy, as I'm looking at this matchup, is which one of these defenses can make the opposing quarterback more uncomfortable here, because Spencer Rattler, as a starting quarterback in the NFL, has how many starts under his belt? Not that many. Mac Jones, a lot more, and I think at the end of this season, he might be having a potential, real quick, another opportunity elsewhere if he could right the ship through September.
Yeah, kind of be the next reclamation project of Kyle Shanahan. I think as far as kind of how much we're going to see from Mac Jones, remember, Kyle Shanahan is not a guy who ideally wants to throw the football a lot. You look over the last few years, and the games that the Niners lose are the games where they throw the ball a lot. You know, I look at that number 30, you know, is 30 carries for the running back. There's also 30 passes for the quarterback. And, you know, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but The overall record for Kyle Shanahan is when you're throwing the ball more than 30 times, you're probably not winning those games. And so I imagine, a big old dose of Christian McCaffrey. Brian Robinson Jr. is going to have to get very comfortable with this offense very fast this week. The fact that B-Rob played with Mac in Alabama, I like that familiarity complex there. Hopefully that makes things a little bit easier. Yeah, I think if you're the 49ers this week and the goal is just ground and pound, just grind that defense down as much as you can. This is a team that last week, Spadoni, they lost to the Cardinals at home 20-13, but they still held the Cardinals to 276 total yards. 146 on the ground, though. So Saints did not do a whole lot of passing. The Cardinals didn't do a whole lot of passing, but they were able to have success on the ground. Part of that also is Kyler Murray being able to move around with his feet a little bit. Mac does not have that ability in the same way that Kyler or Brock has.
Faster 40 than Brock. Mac
again,
Jones.
Doesn't mean he's a better scrambler.
He's a faster 40. That's all.
Okay, again.
Do with that information what you will.
I'm going to do very little with that right, information as I will.
That's the reason I get pissed.
And that's the reason you need to just run the ball down their throat this Sunday at the Superdome. Quiet the crowd, shut them up, make it so we can actually do audibles at the line of scrimmage.
Did you watch the Thursday Night Football game last night?
I was watching bits and pieces of it.
It was on Prime. The Packers, their defense just looks spectacular. Shocker.
They look like the class of the NFC right now.
I'll still give that to the Eagles, but they're definitely, they've played two games, so we'll see. But yeah, spoiler alert, Micah Parsons still very good.
Yeah, he looks like a generational player of this generation.
Thank you.
One of the greatest players this generation.
Listen, I don't know why that was such a hot take with our friend Mr. Shasky here. That it was he's I said he was one of the greatest players of his generation, which he's been in the league for, what, 4 or 5 years now.
He's probably one of the best pass rushers of this decade, if not,
Again, it's fine. But again, he looked incredible yesterday.
When I see him rush that ball.
Because if you just look at the box score, oh, he didn't have a sack, he didn't have this. I was like, yeah, but he literally was in Jaden Daniels' grill the entire game. Mm-hmm. I brought up that, though, because you brought up the running game. Something happened yesterday late in the game, and it sucked. It was a non-contact Achilles injury to the starting running back for the Washington Commanders, Austin Eckler. And this is a guy, obviously, that had a lot of wear and tear. He's been in the league for a while. He was with the Chargers for all those years, was a Washington Commander last season. He's 30 years old, Sammy. So just a year difference between him and McCaffrey. Listen, I'd be lying to you if I didn't think immediately of Christian McCaffrey when that happened. And I think if Niner fans were watching yesterday, they were like, oh, my. There is a fear factor there that whenever you watch Christian going forward, you're just going to be thinking in the back of your mind like, oh, it gets up slow. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is it. And, you know, I was listening to Steiny and Goo yesterday, and Goo was kind of feeling that way too. He's like, I just have this fear factor whenever I watch him. But I think I am kind of leaning to where Steiny was. What was he was saying was basically like, yeah, I just can't do that as a fan, because if I do that as a fan, I won't be able to enjoy a game anymore. If I watch it through the lens of this guy's just going to get hurt every single time he goes out there, how could you enjoy anything? It's like watching Stephen Curry. It's just like, he fell. Oh my God, it's a season-ending injury. Like, I can't do that as a fan. So with that being said, like, yeah, you have to be careful with the touches, but a backup quarterback, you got to lean on the running game. So I'm expecting Christian McCaffrey to get the ball a lot. And if Christian himself is telling us, Sam, that he's healthy and ready to go, then who are we to say, you know what? No, we're not going to help you out, Christian. Has Christian McCaffrey not earned the right to tell Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, like, give me the ball as much as I need it? He's earned that right. He's been in the league for how long now? He's been all pro. He's been offensive player of the year, right?
I mean, I guess the initial answer you could say is yes. He does have that right to say, if I'm good to go, then you should believe him. Because, you know, who knows his body better than him? He's had it his entire life. The other side of that coin is he one of those guys who's going to... The little voice in the back of his head is saying, yeah, dude, this thing's going to pop soon. You better ease up. And he's just one of those guys who's just like, shut up, little voice in the back of my head. I'm Christian McCaffrey. I'm going to go out and ball no matter what my body tells me. Has he earned the right to make the call with his health? Yes. Is he one of those guys who is going to be genuinely honest about his health? I don't know. I'm not saying yes or no on that one. I honestly don't know. But we talked to Joe Person earlier this week. He covered the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers for many years. We talked to him to learn about Eddie Pinheiro, the Niners' new kicker. And you asked a great question about Christian McCaffrey in terms of just what are you seeing from him? And Person had a couple things. I think we have the sound available.
I certainly do.
What he said about, you know, what he's reading now being similar to what happened when he was in Carolina. Here's what Person said in regards to that.
Reading the headlines and listening to folks like you guys, it's repeating what the storylines from here. And he had a great start to his career here. I mean, fantastic. And was doing things that no one other than Roger Craig had done in terms of catching and running the football. But then the injury started creeping up. And, you know, you started hearing there was some split in the draft room when they took him. The night of the draft, there were people in the organization who thought they might be taking Leonard Fournette. And it was the classic case of big power back, you know, Derrick Henry type back with Fournette versus the shifty athlete, smaller dude. And yeah, they made the right choice. I mean, Christian McCaffrey gave them some incredible years.
So again, it's a similar arc there where the talent is recognized, you can't pass it up, but then the injuries take over. And history is kind of repeating itself here. McCaffrey came here, the talent was undeniable, you rode how good he is, and then the injuries are popping up again. So this might just be the Christian McCaffrey cycle that we're, you know, doomed to have to be a part of here. And yeah, it to me, and the fact that he gets testy about, you know, people questioning him working too hard, it's almost like he just kind of knows that it's inevitable. At some point, it's going to pop. The Achilles is going to go out, and that's going to be it. And it's almost like his mindset is, it's going to happen eventually. Might as well just full send it until it does.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We are previewing Niners-Saints Week 2 matchup in New Orleans, 10 a.m. this Sunday. Mac Jones starting. It looks like Brock Purdy is going to be out for at minimum 2 weeks, could be up to five, according to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, with a turf toe variant injury. But we're talking about the running game right now, and Christian McCaffrey. And Joe Person, who covered Christian when he was a Carolina Panther, joined us earlier in the week because we obviously had the news of Jake Moody being waived. Eddie Pinheiro, now the new kicker, who kicked the last few seasons in Carolina pretty well, by the way. And that's another storyline in this game. If it is a close one, how confident are we in Eddie Pinheiro in getting it done? Thankfully, it is in a dome, Sam, so wind will not be a factor. But here's what
Just don't move around too much behind the goalposts.
Thank you. What did Joe Person have to say in regards to CMC? And, you know, when he was injured, well, he would get a little bit testy and touchy about the injuries that would go occur over in Carolina. Take a listen to this. Very interesting.
Yeah, I remember asking people and writing stories about are his training methods really, like, he pushes himself so hard, it would have been more beneficial for him to take a little more time off in the off season. And he would get very touchy, as I'm sure he still does, anytime his health, especially his training, came up, because he took great pride in it. As you guys know, he always sort of had his own regimen. Like, he wasn't really following the Panthers' regimen. It worked for him until it started not to work for him. And you never know. Was it a case where, and again, it isn't like he went out there to San Francisco and it's been bad. It's just you kind of, like, the injuries are kind of part of the thing, part of the package that you get when you're talking about Christian McCaffrey.
And that was Joe Person, who joined us earlier in the week, covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic. And that one kind of, like, perked my ears up a little bit. So he trains really hard. We could all understand that. But when anyone brings up anything about it, he gets a little upset. Like,
so he's aware that if you're getting upset about that, means there's probably some truth to it.
Probably.
And maybe there's a level of just, you don't want to confront it, or there's a level of just like, yeah, I know.
Or it's a level of, what do you guys know about training? I'm a high-level athlete.
I'm the player, you're not.
You guys, yeah, what do you guys know? Mr. Joe Person, Mr. Spadoni, Mr. Lubman. Well, maybe not Mr. Lubman. The guy's jacked over here. You see it? YouTube chat.
He's not listening.
Look at those. But like, that's kind of what I'm getting at here, is like, CMC is like, what do you guys know about training? Like, stop. I know my body. You don't. Let me figure it out. That being said, if I'm a reporter like Joe Person, I was like, well, dude, like, missing all these games, so clearly something's wrong, right? And maybe Christian just doesn't want to say, yeah, maybe I'm just unlucky, maybe. And you never want to use this term, and athletes hate saying it, injury prone, because they'll never say I'm injury prone, Sam. They'll just say, man, I just, you know, it was unfortunate, it sucks, it happened,
it's part of the game.
But we might look back on Christian McCaffrey and say, wow, he had all these amazing seasons, all these all-pro NFL offense player of the year, but baked into that, maybe a little injury prone, which sucks. And I'm hoping he stays healthy this week and continues to stay healthy going forward. But to sit here and act like that, you know, that play last night, that's why we're talking about it. When Austin Ekeler has the Achilles injury, non-contact, he's 30 years old, a lot of wear and tear. You know, just, it got me spooked a little bit, not going to lie.
No, and again, McCaffrey's 29, going into age 30 now. I mean, he's been in the league for a long time. That is not also, don't forget, he also did a lot of work when he was at Stanford as well. Listen, there's a reason why there's not a lot of running backs in the league who are, you know, McCaffrey's age. Like, guys like McCaffrey, like Saquon, Derrick Henry, yeah, those guys are playing now, but those guys are exceptions, not the rules. At some point, the wear and tear that comes with playing running back in the NFL is going to catch up to you. And when you mix in age on top of that, that's kind of one of those things, like, maybe it's just inevitable that the ending that we're careening to with Christian McCaffrey is that I don't want to say that it's going to happen, knock on wood. We don't have any wood in the studio, unfortunately, that this doesn't happen, but
isn't this table?
I feel like we're just, it's like a faux wood or something like that. It just feels like the countdown is on to, at some point that snap is going to come, and the injury is going to happen, and it's just going to be over. And to what Steiny said yesterday, you just can't think about that as a fan. You just have to put that aside because it will drive you crazy if your stomach does a backflip every time McCaffrey touches the ball. You can't do that to yourself for 16 more games this season. Just, I hate saying this. It sounds like such a dark and you know, twisted thing to say, but I think you just gotta to grip it and rip it with McCaffrey and hope for the best, while at the same time understanding that there is an inevitability that we might be heading to. And I hope I'm wrong. But, yeah, that's just kind of the lay of the land that I see right now.
We got Jermaine Wiggins coming up on the other side, host of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI in Boston, former Patriots tight end, Super Bowl champion, and obviously covered Mac Jones when he was out there in Boston. So we'll get the lay of the land, the good, the bad, the ugly of Mac Jones next with Jermaine Wiggins, Sam Lumman, and for Joe Shasky, alongside myself, Joe Spadoni, and it's going to be brought to you by Safeway.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.